Hello and welcome once again to Postmodern Cowboys. I am Brian.
I'm Matt, and I'm being quiet.
And I'm Michelle.
I'm Anthony. I don't know how to be quiet. So is that?
We have recently been asked to be quiet, so
postmodern.
We're a little miffed.
Yeah, well, it's a podcast, like,
but you can
we're supposed to be kind of
because it's really
quiet.
Dead quiet. We're not talking.
It's okay. We're in a public space. We have First Amendment rights.
I feel
okay?
Like you're like that mom so who's then, like persistent on staying.
Soccer.
Me?
Like the children are like really.
My kid can play soccer.
No,
okay.
We're staying and we're making a point.
You're gonna go out there and score some goals, Billy.
Anyways. I think it helps the podcast if we're quieter, though.
Maybe we're going to get closer to the microphone.
They can hear us more. So maybe she has a point.
Maybe.
Although I didn't know that painting required silence. But that's just me. Yeah. I'm not a painter. I'm a lawyer.
I'm a podcaster. So the topic Matt brought up right before was the idea of feeling self-conscious in college, which I think is something that
prevalent.
We can all...
That's like the story of your life.
Yeah. I mean...
of our lives.
Not the college part, but...
That's your strong point?
That's the only good thing about...
That's your redeeming quality?
Yeah. Self-conscious.
And you don't smoke and drink.
So, Matt, what are the situations in which you are most self-conscious?
Usually when I have to think about how dumb I am.
Really? Does that happen a lot?
Well, I go to Berkeley.
Oh, right. Yes, I remember.
I just have to go to class, dude.
That's true. I remember.
It's when I'm walking a lot, I would always like play with my hands, like crack my knuckles. That's something
creepy
to do, because I feel like if my hands are by my side, I'm strutting, quote,
strutting.
And that's too... Like, that's me trying to make a statement, but I don't want to make a statement. I just want to
just
walk.
Walking.
Yeah, so lately I've been trying to put my hands by my side, but now I have to drum to a song in my mind.
You drum while you walk?
Yeah, like, hit
that's
the
reason
my
I can't listen to, like, music as I walk, because I'll start, like, dancing a little bit.
I'm not.
Dude, I do dance.
Wait, and you find that a lot more normal than just...
I'm not
walking,
normal, I know.
Swinging
that.
Your arms.
Yep. Yeah.
We were getting a view into Brian's mind here.
What about you, Michelle?
What was the question?
At what point?
Selfish. What is it?
Self-conscious.
Self-conscious, yeah.
At what point do I get self-conscious?
In college.
When I'm eating.
When you're eating. Why is that? Do you eat in a strange way?
No, when I'm eating alone.
Why?
Oh, yes.
Yes, that happened. That used to happen in college.
Because
in college, like...
In public places.
In college, that was the way to bond with people. Like, you went out and ate with them, right?
I'm a social eater. That's
I actually became a social eater in college. I solved that problem by going to my room and eating with Stephen Colbert and the Colbert Report. That was lunch. But dinner was definitely, like, a social event that happened, you know?
Yeah.
And,
Something wrong.
Huh? Well, at least for me. And, yeah, and then there was that weird night where, like, everyone had other plans, and, like, you don't, and so you have to go to Crossroads and sit by a beer.
Yeah, the idea of eating at dining commons is different.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
yeah.
Like, I don't know, I find eating out on my own fine. Like, I enjoy food.
You go out and eat on
your own. I actually do that a lot. But there was one time where I felt really self-conscious. I went to a pizza place and I ordered a whole pizza.
Chase tells me he does
which
it all
one,
the time.
Which one, though? Which one?
Sliver.
Sliver?
Chase does it all the time.
Sliver, yeah. That's
Sliver. I asked Chase.
Chase does it all the time.
Chase is my
so
friend.
Pizza
is our friend in Matt's
I don't eat pizza.
Really? From Piology or from
he
where?
Eats pizza with slices.
I,
we're going to have to defend the podcast.
Yeah, it was...
We'll defend the podcast.
Okay,
yeah.
We're good.
Okay. This is this is great because we're actually feeling self-conscious on a college. This is what it's about.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, totally.
But
in
it's
a very
postmodern
way.
I'll defend it.
I remember I was like inviting five people, like, please come eat this pizza with me. And the thing was, I didn't ask for a plate. I was just eating it out of the tray it came in.
Yeah.
I would just, like, if I saw that, I would just think, man, he had a really rough day. Because I always give people the benefit of the doubt. That's the type of person I am.
No, I think that's really weird, to be honest. I can't hide it.
Michelle thinks
it's
weird.
Visually, it's just really strange. Because
eating
I don't
a pizza
know,
by himself.
Whatever conclusion
I
make, no
pizza,
matter how normal the conclusion is, it's still really strange that the result is that.
Yeah.
No,
man,
pizza is a social instrument. Like, that's, like families have been made over pizza, I feel.
Yeah.
You know?
Through pizza.
Yeah. By pizza.
For pizza.
These are pizza families. Whole countries have been made, I feel.
But yeah, I think
Naples,
is
that a thing? No, whatever.
Okay.
So eating.
Yeah.
What else is there? I think I would feel self-conscious at parties if I went to parties.
Dude, we don't need to.
This is something that I'm going to be like open. Like the first party I ever went to was in college. I was freshman year, right? And yeah, and it was bad because it started out at the sorority. I know. Thank you.
At a sorority.
Yeah, I started out at a sorority. And
dude, nice. Is that normal?
I don't know.
Dude, we never get invited to sororities.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I had a very good-looking white friend, right? So he got invited, all right? Okay. And so he invited us.
Okay.
Because we were really good friends with him, right? See, I have a, what?
I'm just repeating.
I know, exactly. He looked, he wanted to be an actor. Like, this
they
guy.
All do.
Yeah, I know.
We're all actors.
I have a feeling that, like, his name is Ben. And
they're all named Ben.
Are you still his friend? Is he single?
I think so. I think he's at Harvard now, I think, in acting school. but here's the thing. Like,
Michelle, like, we literally told you three things about him.
Woody Allen once said that I would never, like, want to belong to a club that I'm a member in. Right, so
Woody Allen married his own granddaughter.
It's his foster daughter. It's not the same thing, okay? It's foster daughter, okay?
I'm never gonna accept that.
Anyway, I'm not defending. I'm just saying that it was a good quote that he had. Anyway, my point is that, like, look, I love all my friends. Right? I really love them, but I don't think they're cool if they're my friends. You know what I mean? Like, if you're my friend, you're an incredible human being, right? But like.
I take pride in that.
I don't, but you're not like cool, you know, because cool people are my friends.
Cool sucks.
You know what I mean? Because as soon as they're my friends, that they're not cool. But that's not how I think anymore.
Cool
right?
people suck.
Because
cool.
Yeah, exactly. But of course,
drain it out of their bodies.
But now I know a lot of cool people. I know a lot of cool people, and they're still my friends, right?
Yeah,
but in that time, I feel that that he. Kind of was like an outcast in his own way, but even though he's like really like he's white and attractive, right? But he was still like an outcast, right? And so, but he was still good looking enough to get invited to a sorority party, so he invited us.
So how much of an outcast?
I know. So he was like on the line.
He's
right?
One of those guys that says he's an outcast, but he's really not.
But he was friends with us, you know, like we were kind of outcasty.
He was just one of those social butterflies. Though.
Maybe. No, yeah, that's it. People. Anyway, and we got invited, and I was, so everyone was passing out like vodka like shots, right? And I wanted to take one, but I didn't, right? Because I couldn't. I was an Adventist kid. Like I don't do that. Right,
uh-huh.
And it was at one. I think it was at one point that everyone was like around in a circle, like with little. And I wanted to like read, and I think I held one, but I didn't drink it. You know what
Mommy,
I mean?
Mommy, I held it.
Yeah, I felt so bad. Anyways, so and then dude, like it gets bad because after that we all got on a bus to go to San Francisco. It was my first time in San Francisco, and I felt so horrible. I was like.
I'm in Babylon.
No, it wasn't that. Oh, it was like, I can't leave this party.
Oh.
You know, like, you're trapped. You cannot leave.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, and it's a social consciousness.
It really is. And I was so bored and so outcast in that party that I started writing poetry.
In the party?
At the party, yeah.
Like,
in the sorority?
Thinking
no, this was now in the club in San Francisco.
While the noise
I was writing poetry, yeah.
What rhymes with club?
I know.
See,
and it was, and I felt so bad. Okay, first of all, like, I didn't want to dance, because, you know.
Then why would you go to a club?
Because they invited me, and it was polite, you know?
It was peer pressure.
Plus, I wasn't attracted to girls, so there was that, right? So yeah. Plus, I don't think girls were attracted to me, so.
Oh, my gosh. Can you not do that?
What? I don't think so. Like, or else they would have, like snatched me, right? As they did my friend Ben. He was snatched.
All you have to do
times.
Is be white and attractive.
That's all I have to do.
For all our listeners out there.
Yeah, it helps if you're white and attractive. So, like, Brian's almost there. You're almost white. And you're almost attractive.
Am I?
They're going to yell at us, the painter lady.
It's one crazy lady on a Friday night painting in silence.
That's true. That is true.
It's she.
That's true. You're right.
I'd like to point out that I'm not white.
I said almost. Okay, I said almost.
You just got real creepy right there. If you guys don't know, Anthony just like swooned in on Brian. I was like, I said almost. direct eye contact.
I want to touch on the fact that I think all the people that act cool just annoy the heck out of me because they try so hard and it's just
I think some people are effortlessly cool.
I drum my legs when
you think so.
Who's effortlessly cool that you know?
They're so annoying to be around.
Why?
They take too much to handle.
But they're unless they're like me.
There's one guy that I know. It seems effortless.
It seems effortless. But I mean, I don't think it is. Effortless.
I don't think he tries to be cool. He just tries to be friendly with people. Like whenever. You know, like whenever that you like make eye contact with someone and you think, should I say hi? Or you see someone that had a class with, like, should I say hi? And you end up not saying hi.
Right.
Every time he says hi to that.
So that
person
hesitation
or
I was describing, like in the last podcast, like that.
Yeah,
he goes in.
Yeah,
breaks it down,
and he's confident about it. And I don't think he tries to impress anyone, but just like that, you know, action.
Your dad is effortlessly cool.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah,
man, that's not the type of person I was talking about.
No, but it's I feel it's effortlessly.
I wish it was genetic.
I don't like the stigma where it's like you have to act like them for them to think you're cool.
What do you mean?
Where they like think there's like some standard.
I do
cool.
that though. I do that. Like when I'm around people and they're cool, I start to act like them. It's crazy.
It's always my strategy. Never.
And
works.
I try to like up them. I don't know. Maybe not your dad.
I always try to be like the opposite of them.
The foil.
Yeah, and I don't know, hasn't really been working out yet.
But it's fun, at least.
It's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's ironic in a postmodern sense.
I think it's like just knowing, being self-conscious in college, I think it's like just figuring out that like you're not the kind of person that goes to parties or you're not the kind of person that like people you think are cool.
So you go to parties, Michelle?
No.
No, you don't go to parties?
No.
Have you ever been to one?
Nabra?
I've been to one.
Here?
New York. Yeah, it was a house party.
It was a house party.
It was my
like Great Gatsby.
It was my except not like not,
it's,
like it's like that, but like completely
party.
Different.
You're right,
so
yes.
It was a barbecue for my best friend. Like so, like this was like the time when I didn't drink or do anything at all. So it was like my first experience with drinking, and it was kind of weird. Yeah, it was weird. It was weird that, like, I feel like in normal sober situations, it's just a lot faster pace of, like, getting to know people.
Huh.
So,
huh.
For me, that was a little strange. Because I was like, whoa, you would normally not talk to me this quick and ask those questions, but yet you are here.
No, that's exactly what they do in parties, and that's why I never want to go to one. Because I went
geology
to
geology parties or
no geology. It's alcohol everywhere, so everything.
That sounds like a party, though.
I know it's always a party, but that's why it's fun to be around them. But then
right.
It's like I don't drink. But anyway, that's
just
another topic.
See, the thing is, like, all you have to do is like get a red cup. That's all you have to do.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I want to tell the story of like the first thing.
That's what
my
I did.
First experience. So like
that's
it was,
what I did. But anyways.
Okay, well let me tell a quick story.
Yeah,
tell
yeah
a
quick story.
Okay.
Go.
So it was freshman year, first week freshman year
for Virginia.
And
Queef comes back.
But it was first week of my freshman year, and I
that's
my
not even your name.
My dorm
Georgia.
So my dorm my floor liked to party.
Okay, Matt's telling
the
story.
Again. My floor liked to party, so like I had a roommate that came home drunk a lot. But yeah, we went out to go to a frat party once of my like roommates with like people from my floor, and I was only there for 3 minutes, and 12 different guys approached me and wanted to know everything about me because you know
cool.
It's like the pledge week thing.
Cool.
So
oh,
like,
did you?
But it was so annoying.
Were you pledging?
No,
they,
I hated
you were, did they
it.
Want
I hated
you just,
being there.
You
were
did they
just,
want you to pledge?
They're like, no. It's like because it's like you know when they're like trying to be all social and they're like, hey, where are you from? But they ask it so fast. You're just like, you obviously like this is just like a script.
At Berkeley, I felt like the first, like you meet like a ton of people like your first. Well, it's, if you're in the dorms,
I
right. I know, but it was necessary. Okay, and I feel, like you were saying, it was a script. I feel like the script is where are you from? What's your major? And like, what was your like SAT score? It was like three questions that get asked like all the time. Anyways, you can continue your story.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I was there for like 3 minutes, and then I was just like, I'm not really having fun, and everyone here is just like wanting to get drunk or something. So then I went to the minibar, and I've never had a
There's
single
a
drink. Yeah, in the party. And I was like, I've never had a single drink in my life, and I didn't want to start.
Yeah.
Because I just don't drink. And then I just like, I ordered water, and they handed me a red Solo cup. And I was like, okay, I'm just gonna go now. And on the way home, I sprained my ankle. So I have a red Solo cup in one hand, and I'm like limping with the other leg.
You've had the college experience, I think.
No, but I was walking home, and it was only like 10:30 because it was super early.
Right.
And everyone else must have thought I just must have had a really good time.
Right.
It looked like I was like
right.
struggling to walk
right.
with like a red Solo cup in
you're
one
like,
hand.
You're like a party animal.
Yeah, and it looked like I was like wasted, and it was
nice.
I wasn't at all. Like I'm literally like the last person that would want to be at a party because it's just like guys awkwardly trying to hit on girls.
Right, exactly.
I'm just like, I can do that in college.
That's like your life. You can just do it in class.
Well, one person.
One person, yeah.
I've been to one party, and I would have felt totally self-conscious.
I think you would look great at a party with the red cup. Like, that's... You are college. Like, look at you.
So I went with a group of friends. I was the youngest one in the group. They were all, like, juniors or seniors. And we were going to Cal TV. It was, like, an organization's party. And I think what helped me be not self-conscious was I was the first one to recognize anyone there.
Ah, that's good.
And...
I'm going to sneeze. Is that okay?
Yeah. I'm gonna sneeze right into the microphone.
I'm going to try to hold it, actually.
No, I'm scooting the microphone close to your... No, you're going to tickle your nose, Anthony.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no. Keep on going. I'll just interrupt you. What's her name, Georgia O'Keefe? Is it Georgia O'Keefe?
Georgia O'Keefe.
Not Georgia O'Queefe?
No. That's a different artist. That's a different maybe. Laugh. But not really familiar with her work.
Everyone was drunk there.
And already?
I hate those parts.
Yeah, like it was starting.
Oh, so you guys
starting.
Arrived at the party already?
Yeah.
Were you at the geology building?
And
what is the geology building?
It's the drunk building.
No, but what is it? Which one is it?
It's McCone.
McCone?
And so I was the only person who wasn't drinking, and one of my friends, the one who always says hi to everyone.
Sure.
He's like, Brian, it would just be much better if you were drinking something. I said, I'll hold a cup if you want.
You've cracked the code. You've cracked parties. That's it.
What I don't like is when someone asks you if you want to drink, and then you say no, and then they think you're all weird for saying no.
I don't know.
They're like, why don't you? And then they like, and then they want you to say something so they can like convince
you
otherwise.
You know what I found? Just say that, like, you're 2 years sober. I think that'd be hilarious. You know, like you're a recovering.
I'm life sober, yo.
You're a recovering alcoholic.
You're a recovering.
I'm so
people respect that so much. You know, like, I don't know. It's been two years, day by day.
Stop being self-conscious? Pretend you're a recovering alcoholic.
Pretend you're a recovering alcoholic.
I just feel like you can just be true and just be like, I don't need you to like me.
Like, I don't care about
you. Yeah, I don't care about your thoughts.
Well, that's...
Do you want me to drink? Obviously, I told you no. Like, this is just like if you were hitting on me, you know? But it's just like with a drink instead.
With a drink.
It's like, I don't want to sleep with you. I don't want to drink with you. I'm sorry. Do not pass go.
Do not collect $10.
You sunk my battleship.
Go straight to jail.
Yeah.
Sorry. Monopoly references.
Yeah. Not enough. Not enough.
But it is interesting. Some people go have parties, and then the nerdier people play board games.
Did you enjoy that with your friends? Like,
so
was that
it was
something you enjoyed?
It was kind of fun, but people were dancing, and I've never really danced.
Okay.
So the music was playing, so everyone's just kind of like moving side to side.
Exactly.
And I was trying to do that, but I just felt really self-conscious
because
I'm just
lucid.
Shifting weight from one foot to the other, holding an empty solo cup in my hand.
That's the definition of a poser right there.
But it's okay. The thing is, if you make friends at a party, then you know all they like to do is go to parties.
That's not true.
Maybe.
They like going to
there's
parties.
There's a song about the strippers, right? The stripper song that's on the radio right now.
I love that one.
That one.
The Usher song.
That one. And then
something
another
money,
one.
Money,
that one. And then she's like, well, I can't get mad at you because like we met at the strip club.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
So maybe there's a point to that.
And that's completely true, though. If you meet people at a party, they're going to go to parties in the future and you're going to do the same thing. And then
that's
later
true.
They're going to complain
that's
about
true.
How all they did was go to parties. It's
that's
like
true.
Literally you're complaining about the person you are.
I find that now, though, like I'm a little older and my friends work hard, but they also like need to go to
work hard,
play hard.
Yeah, so they
work hard, play hard. Okay, anyways, sorry.
You became the little Toy Story aliens for a bit there.
Anyways,
and this is why we don't go to parties.
I'm telling you,
they don't invite us anymore. No, but I mean, I go, and it's actually it's fun when lawyer parties are different because everyone just talks.
They just sue each other.
Yeah, we just talk, but they're drinking, and so the talk becomes more and more animated as the night goes on, and then it's like. And then after that point, it's like no holds barred. Like we will break laws and stuff. You know, just so we can.
How do you know someone's a lawyer? Don't worry, they'll tell you.
So apart from getting drunk, to end the podcast would be the best way to lose self-consciousness.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Getting drunk. There has to be a cheaper way.
A cheaper way.
More socially.
How about making actual friends?
Yeah, I think getting to know people. Yeah.
I think it's a lot more fun because I know I have a really good friend, and one of the main reasons I really like being friends with them is because both of us don't go to parties on a Saturday night. Our ideal night. It's not you, Brian.
That was shut down. That was a huge
you fit the definition too. But what I'm trying to say is I like the fact that our ideal Saturday night is just watching Netflix or just talking.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Just talking on the computer. Definitely not a party. Because I grew up on the internet, and that's why I don't have
social skills. Are you talking about your law school friend?
No.
I'm talking about.
You know who I'm talking about. I talk way too much about that.
Oh right. Okay.
Anyways.
Anyways, so.
Yeah.
Get drunk or have friends.
That's one route. That's one route.
Or actual friends.
I'd rather hit that.
Yeah.
Try to hit that moral of the story than get drunk.
Well, I'm not advocating. I'm just saying that's a thing.
Flat opinion. I just think it's pathetic. It's a subculture of getting drunk to make friends.
I don't think it's subculture. I think it's culture.
But it's super pathetic to me, and that's why
that's
I don't
true.
Do it. That's
not,
my
I'm
reason
I'm
for
not
not
defending
doing
it. I'm not defending it.
That's my heavily strong opinion.
Okay.
I'll disagree, but whatever.
Could you close this off with a wise saying, Michelle?
With a white saying?
Wise. Wise.
Wise.
You know, you can pick and choose wherever you go to socialize. Just make sure that at least you have, one good, meaningful conversation in those moments.
And on second thought, I'm going to give you my friend's number, too.
Hey, Michelle.
The Harvard guy?
The Harvard guy, yes. Yes, there we go.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Oh,
thanks, Kip, for joining us at Postmodern Cowboys.
Anthony,
Matt,
Michelle,
and Brian is our names. So tune in next time.
Cowboys is our names. That should be the theme song.
Okay, we just won't put the song in.
Actually, that's not true.
Okay, we'll put the song in too.
We'll put the song in.
But we won't cut that out.
There we go.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye, guys.
Bye.